Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. American Public Media is live from here with host Chris Thiele. We'll broadcast live from Tanglewood's Kuzovitsky Music Shed in Lenox, Massachusetts this week. For the show, Thiele will be joined by special guests, musician Ben Folds, comedian Tig Notaro, and Sarah Watkins, Sarah Jarosz, and Aoife O'Donovan, a.k.a. I'm With Her. In addition to hosting live from here, Thiele is a virtuoso mandolin player and vocalist performing solo and with Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers. He's a multiple Grammy Award winner, a MacArthur Fellow, and held the 2018-2019 Richard and Barbara Debs Composer's Chair at Carnegie Hall. Chris Thiele, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
How has your year been since last time we saw you at Tanglewood?
Oh, my goodness. It's been a whirlwind, but I suppose it has been for everyone. But the show is, the radio show is a reflection of that. So I think working on it week in and week out, you know, sort of dwelling on the year that we've had and wondering what that year sounds like in music form or comedy form, you know, it's just to kind of underline the various themes that have arisen. So I'm excited to get up to Tanglewood and maybe. Heave a huge sigh of relief on the radio.
You have some incredible guests lined up for this show, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about each of them. We will start with Ben Folds.
Ben is just he's a hero of mine and someone who continues to do extraordinary work. I often feel like we cut our heroes off at the pass, like in mid evolution, that we decide this is the version of you that I like and this is the version of you that I shall listen to for the rest of my life, as they continue to grow and make more and more interesting music. I would put Ben solidly in that camp. I mean, I got in on the ground floor with that first Ben Folds record, first Ben Folds 5 record rather, and was guilty of tuning out there for a little while. But one of the things this show has reintroduced to my life is just being sort of a rabid music consumer. It's one thing to listen to music knowing that you're going to make some and constantly be wanting to, I don't know, it's almost like athleticize the act of listening. I'm going to listen to Bach now to improve my counterpoint. When I started working on the show, it was like I need to listen to the width and breadth of what's available and see what might be edifying on the air. Checked back in with Ben, and lo and behold, he's doing, I think, some of his best work right now. And I just hadn't been paying attention. And so now I'm paying attention again, and it's been hugely rewarding. And I look forward to seeing what he's going to do.
You also have fantastic comedian, one of my absolute favorites, Tig Notaro, is going to be there.
Amen. Did you ever see that routine she did? It was on Late Night. It might have been Conan, where she had this a chair that she started pushing around on the floor of Conan's set and just sort of staring at the audience while the chair made these hideous sounds. She was like, do you sure it just keeps doing that? It was just this incredible, I don't know what they would call it, but I mean, it's abstract comedy or impressionistic comedy or whatever it is. I found it screamingly funny. When she was on the show last, when we were in Denver, you know, and of course I was like initially, well, what's she going to do when no one can see her? Mm-hmm. And it was, of course, my fears were totally unfounded. Can't wait to have Tig back on the show.
She's incredible. And then you have I'm With Her, which is a power trio, Sarah Watkins, Sarah Jarosz, and Aoife O'Donovan.
Yes, a power trio, absolutely. A super group. We were trying to think of super groups the other day for a bit of sketch comedy that we had. And I think I'm With Her is the rare super group that actually, you know, more than adds up to the sum of its parts. I mean, they're so good. Each one of the members is so good by themselves, and they are so, so, so good together. Mm-hmm. I'm raving about each one of these guests. I'm pretty excited about this show, gotta say.
It's, I mean, it's a very strong lineup. Not that your show suffers from a weak one, but it is really very exciting group of folks. Can you give us a little bit behind the scenes, backstage insight into how the show gets put together? You don't, it's not like you have weeks with the guests to build the radio show. They kind of probably show up day of. How does it all happen?
Yeah, they show, or the day, yeah, they usually show up the day before. Mm-hmm. Some guests show up the day of, some the day before. I usually show up 2 days before. I'll be working on the song of the week right up until, often it goes into the wee hours. Occasionally the not so wee hours of Friday morning, and then I send it off to everyone, and we get to start rehearsing that later that day, along with the rest of the stuff that I'm formulating a plan right now, along with, I had a call earlier with Ben to talk about what he might be into. I've been talking to Sarah and Aoife from Amateur. I started talking with them about rep yesterday. The guests, I completely let them do what they will with their slots, but it's fun to also have some things to do together, and that we kind of strategize on throughout the week. I was just before we started talking, I think I just discovered the direction of the song of the week. I think I know what I want to do with that. Working on the birthday segment, we have a bunch of fun stuff. I've asked Sarah and Aoife from I'm With Her what they think about the various birthday options that we have for this segment where I'm talking inside baseball, huh? There's this segment that we do where we excerpt pieces from musicians who are celebrating birthdays this week. We do that every week on the show, and it's always fun to get guests involved with that. And thinking about stuff that's tied music of the place. It's always fun. People are so interested in, for instance, eating locally and seasonally, and so we're actually trying to do that with the music a little bit. So we've got some seasonal numbers. We've got some local numbers, and it's shaping up to be fun. I mean, Tanglewood is you want to bring it at Tanglewood. People bring it all summer long, and since we're one of the first gestures, we want to make sure that we don't that we live up to our part of the bargain.
You're in the Kuzovitsky Music Shed, of course, at Tanglewood, which is outdoor-ish venue. The stage is pretty well covered, but the weather can be a factor. Do you do a lot of shows at venues, at amphitheaters throughout the season, or is most of your season probably too cold for that?
Yeah, most of the season is indoors, just a little too sketchy on the weather front to allow for many outdoor venues, but the last three, or including Tanglewood, the last three shows of this season will have been outdoors. Which is great as the weather improves and we can be outside. I feel like we should. And again, like a reflection, the show as a reflection of life. I think it's so important that the show just be like a big old sonic mirror of the world around us. And so it's getting outside as we are.
I want to ask you about another thing you've been up to since we last spoke, which is you've built and developed and been at Carnegie Hall a bunch this year. You were the 2018-2019 Richard and Barbara Debs Composer's Chair at Carnegie Hall. Can you tell us sort of what that adventure has been like?
Oh, my gosh. It has been pretty amazing to to have a secondary office in Carnegie Hall, basically, over the last season. I'm obsessed with the way that room sounds, particularly the big room, but also the medium-sized room, Zankel, and the little bitty room, Weill, are all extraordinary. I got to do like a completely unamplified solo show in Weill that was fun. I did a Song of the Week show at Zankel, which was With Sarah and Aoife, actually, from Sarah DeRose and Aoife O'Donovan from I'm With Her, along with a bunch of extraordinary musicians that have been regulars in the house band on the radio show. Some of these songs of the week that I write, it almost feels like they disappear into the ether after their respective weeks, and it was nice to trot them back out and see what stood the test of time. What was maybe topical but not perishable. Mm-hmm. That was really enjoyable. Did an actual radio show. The Live From Here was at Carnegie in the big room there, and then also a co-bill, the first ever co-bill with Punch Brothers and Nickel Creek. That was a real thrill for me. Just to get to interact with a bunch of my favorite musicians in that space was a real joy and felt like some sort of an arrival, I think.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me a little bit more about what it was like to co-bill Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers?
Yeah, that was, I think there's this sense where we all, maybe as human beings, dwell a little bit on the difference between our friends and our family and what's great about both and how different those relationships can be. I feel a little bit that way with Punch Brothers and Nickel Creek, and it's not that both entities can't be the other, but I think Punch Brothers are sort of like the friend group, Nickel Creek is like the family group, and again, both can be the other for sure. Mm-hmm. Sean and Sarah are a couple of my best friends in the whole world, and my fellow Punch Brothers feel like family. But as far as like how those entities arose, Middle Creek, it's like we basically didn't even choose to be in that band. It just sort of happened. You don't choose your family. And Punch, that was like we sort of found each other over a long period of time and chose to be a band. So I think that's it was fun to have this evening with both and sort of feel the closeness of the projects and kind of note the similarities and contrasts.
Live From Here with Chris Thiele will be at Tanglewood on Saturday, June 15th, with special guests Ben Folds, I'm With Her, and Tig Notaro. Chris, it's always wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and have a wonderful show at Tanglewood.
Oh, well, can't wait to join y'all up there in the Berkshires.
Once more, Live From Here will broadcast from Tanglewood tomorrow night. To learn more, visit livefromhere.org or tanglewood.org.